Project Distinct, the podcast that shows you how to make your efforts stand out so you can move up. Discover what it takes to grow your business and yourself with best-selling author and member of the Sales and Marketing Hall of Fame and the Professional Speakers Hall of Fame, Scott McCain.
And this is Scott McCain. Thanks for joining me today on Project Distinct. We've got something a little different that we haven't done before, and that is we have a guest. You've heard me talk about the Ultimate Business Summit. So today and tomorrow, we're going to be talking with Larry Wingate. He's one of my partners in the process of the Ultimate Business Summit, Randy Pennington being the other. And we're naturally going to talk about the summit, but more importantly, for what you want to hear, we're going to be talking about the problems that businesses face regardless of size. So today, a conversation on what the problems are that we see entrepreneurs, small business leaders, department managers, organizational executives, what are the problems that we see that you encounter? That's today's Project Distinct. I've got my great friend, my partner in this business, the guy that runs the Ultimate Business Summit, the captain of our team, Larry Wingate. You know him from his New York Times best-selling books, from Fox News, from his speeches all over the world. So, Larry, it's great to have you on, first of all.
You know, it's always good to talk to my buddy. It's good to talk to folks who are interested in making their businesses better.
And that's what it's all about. And although this whole program is certainly not a commercial for the Ultimate Business Summit, these are the kinds of topics that we drill into, you know, to a much deeper level. But, Larry, let's just start off with this question. I mean, you work with a lot of businesses. You talk with a lot of professionals and managers and leaders and entrepreneurs. What do you think is wrong in most businesses today?
Well, I wouldn't have said this 5 years ago because I think things have changed. Business has gotten better. The economy is booming. Things are pretty good, even if you're lousy. That's what's a shame. And so I think what's wrong in most businesses today is that they've become a little comfortable. And we become comfortable so quickly, and we stop paying attention to the details. We stop being maybe as nice as we ought to. We stop asking that one more customer to buy one more thing or go in the extra mile. We get in this mindset of we're doing so well, we're getting by, we don't have to go the extra mile anymore.
You know, I hadn't thought about this for years, but when my late wife and I first moved to Indianapolis, you know, we're meeting the neighbors, and the guy next door was manager of the nearby Sam's Club. I was talking to him about, oh gosh, what a great business. You know, you're expanding so much. And he said, yeah, that's our problem. And I didn't know what he meant. And he said, and I've never forgotten this line, growth masks a multitude of sins.
Mm-hmm.
And I, as the years have gone on, the more profound that statement becomes, right? I mean, when the economy is good, like you say, we can get sloppy. It masks a multitude of sins.
You know, one of the very first speeches I ever gave as a true professional speaker was to Sonic Drive-Ins. And I mean, that's one of my signature stories. And I remember standing backstage, and I had only been in the business really a few months, and it had done pretty well and hit pretty big. And that was my first big convention. And the guy who was the founder, you know, he was 80-something years old, and I'm standing backstage, and I said, what's the biggest challenge all of your franchisees out there face? And he said, it's their own success. And I said, really? He said, yeah, when you get successful, you get sloppy and you get lazy. You know, it's just a simple line from a guy who was running a hamburger joint. But every one of us do it. I do it.
Yeah.
I mean, I've gotten sloppy. You get successful and you stop paying attention. We stop working as hard. And I think we all need that mindset of I'm starting out, I'm struggling, I'm starving to death. What did I do then? And how can I start to do a little bit of that again now?
Boy, it reminds me of one of the things that happened at our first Ultimate Business Summit, because one of the things I was talking about was that we would get busy, you know, we'd market, and then get really busy, and then all of a sudden just hit a brick wall because we hadn't continued to market because we'd gotten so busy. And then you hit the brick wall, and now you market, and you get busy again, and you're so right. I'm going to throw mine at you, and that is, I think particularly for entrepreneurs and smaller businesses, no mechanic ever started a body shop because they really wanted to deal with customers and they wanted to hire employees and manage them. They did it because they liked working around cars. You know, somebody that's good in accounting doesn't set up their own CPA and tax firm because they love doing business with businesses. It's because they like the process of, you know, of managing money and dealing with taxes. And I think so many times we're attracted to that specific thing that we think customers are buying, But really what they're buying is the total experience, and we're not trained for that. And certainly we haven't had a lot of education on how do we hire or when do we fire. And it's been fascinating to me over the course of the Ultimate Business Summit how many people from very, very diverse businesses have exactly the same problem when it comes to that.
You know, that's what I think is cool about what we do, is that it applies to so many different businesses. I just spoke to the National Barbecue Association. And, you know, I said, you guys got into business to make barbecue. If you don't understand the business side, you think that making good barbecue is the key to the success of your restaurant or your truck or your catering or and all that. And I could just see them nodding with me. Yeah, great barbecue. And I said, believe me, great barbecue is great. Go out and make one stupid hiring mistake. One stupid hiring mistake. Hire a jerk who talks lousy to one of your customers, one of your big catering customers, something like that. That's not a barbecue issue. That's a hiring issue.
Yeah.
And if you don't get the hiring and the firing and the managing, if you don't get your books right, your business right, your sales right, your marketing right, barbecue doesn't matter. And, you know, that same conversation could take place with an insurance company, as it does with us, with chimney sweep guys. God, we got a lot of those guys. Or with big financial services. It doesn't matter. If you forget the basics of business, being good at what you do doesn't really matter much.
I was on being interviewed for a podcast today, and one of the things that the person brought up is the part in my book where I write about how I disagree with Simon Sinek about customers buy your why, they buy your how. That's exactly what you're talking about there too, is that it's not only the barbecue, it's how you deliver it and how you make me feel when I buy it. And that's and that's one of the things that we're so unprepared and so ill-equipped perhaps many times in smaller business, particularly. Every business is doing it wrong in many ways, at many instances. But that's part of what makes, I think, the Ultimate Business Summit so valuable. By the way, we're going to wrap up today's podcast, talk to Larry about another important question for tomorrow. But to learn more about the Ultimate Business Summit, all you need to do is go to ultimatebusinesssummit.com. Come visit us in Vegas. It's an incredible summit. It will sell out. So jump in now and get your ticket to be with us in Vegas, the Ultimate Business Summit. Check us out at ultimatebusinesssummit.com. That's all for today's Project Distinct. This is Scott McCain. Back with Larry Lager. We'll talk more tomorrow.
You've been listening to the podcast to help you create distinction so you can stand out and move up. Project Distinct with Scott McCain. To have Scott become your virtual coach and to discover more distinctive resources, check out DistinctionNation.com for free videos, posts, and more. To have Scott personally deliver his message at your next event, go to ScottMcCain.com. Please share today's message on social media and make sure to subscribe to Project Distinct on your favorite podcast app. We will see you tomorrow with another episode of Project Distinct.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.